Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here to promote the Light Shift, promote their healings, and talk about Ascension and our special event this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 17-hour Creation Light Shift healing with these extraterrestrial critters that come into us that live inside of our bodies. So we'll be talking about that and doing some sample clearings throughout this show. Just came back from the Conscious Life Expo with the Light Infusion Chamber. Very, very wonderful, very busy. And had some wonderful lectures and the workshop. And was on the panel on Sunday, which is very nice, the 2012 panel. So, I guess we'll just get started here. We'll first do some entity releases. If you're brand new to the show, this show is about getting you more into your body with your spirit. It's about ascension, which your life ship is doing, which you might think it could be in 2012. It's very possible. It could be earlier. It could be later. But the main thing is to have your spirit with you, to get rid of the densities inside of your body, and be able to have your body do the ascension process. And here we go. Get rid of some of these entities that are hanging on to us. These are from emotional bodies of people who passed on. Remember, when your physical body dies, when it deceases, your spirit then goes off to the light of the darkness. This is why you incarnate each time. So you're not out of here yet. You keep going back to this light of the darkness. You can see angels there and Jesus and everything else. Naturally, all your friends and relatives, but you haven't got out of this earth plane yet. But they bring to you this light of the darkness, and it looks like you're in this beautiful heaven reality. And then you get cleaned off, and then you're sent back here again. This is why we're so overly populated, because the population here is just growing and growing and growing, because the dark side never had anybody do the ascension, or hardly anybody. Remember, every 2,000 years you have this chance, and if you have more than a few lifetimes here, and if you know you've been here for over 2,000 years, then you missed the ascension. And naturally, most people have been here probably between 20 to probably about 60,000 years, so you've missed out quite a few. That's because the dark side is keeping you held here. And this is what happens. You go into parallel universes of the darkness, clone planets, clone bodies, and they hold you there until the universal shift starts over again each time, each 2,000 years. If you're wondering why you've been here for so long, it's because you haven't had these clearings. And you haven't most recently listened to what Jesus talked about, which is not to go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. So that's what he was here to do, is to prepare you for ascension back then. And now we have just some of the scriptures that are in there talking about the healings and everything else. So here we go. Going to release energies here. Get some of these entities out of you. So if you want to leave this place, you must have, and I use the word must, otherwise your spirit will probably be held here. You must have the barcode taken off you. Another thing to have is a planetary clearing to get the planets from courting your body. There's many of those. This is your horoscope. Another thing is the extraterrestrial barcode on your body for abductions. So everybody has been abducted many times here, a dozen or so. And if you feel like you have been abducted, it could be like 500 or more. So this is the good news. The Light Ship is here to help you if you're willing to come forward to experience these healings. And here we go, working on entities above our waist right now. And just kind of sit back and relax, nothing for you to do. And here we go, working on your neck, shoulders, arms, going to the top of your head now. Okay, get you more in your body now with your spirit. Going to bring you in. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop. So just think of your forehead as the 10th floor. And we're going to drop the elevator down, we'll say, to your first floor, which is your heart center. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Put some music on so you can actually feel your spirit in your heart center. Request guidance. You know when you're there, if your thoughts come from your heart center, your chest cavity. They're still in your head and continuously count down like I just got through doing until you feel like you're in there. You're going to know it when your thoughts come from your chest cavity. If our co-host is out there in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you out there somewhere?
Sure am. Hi, welcome everyone. And this is going to be a very interesting show tonight because we have, I think this is actually 2 days exactly from when the Accelerator Weekend is going to begin. So we definitely want to talk about that and answer any questions from the fast chat. And there's a lot of people on the fast chat right now, so hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. It's great that you, sounds like you had a wonderful expo in Los Angeles, Ron.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. A lot of people went into the light chamber. Everybody loved it, apparently. They did a lot of multiple sessions with people, and it was just great. And if you're listening from being back east, we'll be back in New York end of next month. So hope to see you there at the New Life Expo put on by Mark Becker at the New Yorker Hotel, I think it's 34th and 8th Street. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from Mike on the fast chat. It says, I know Ron is very busy, but is he available for a private session before the weekend?
Yeah, just send me an email, Mike. We'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, and we have a question. I guess this is regarding the seven generational clearings that you do, and this is from Kimberly, and she's asking, how can the seven generation clearing... it just blinked off my screen. Let me see if I can get it back here. Okay, let's see. Sorry about that. Let me try to get into the archives of the questions. I think the question had to do with whether or not the seven-generation healing can actually save an ancestor if they have not had the barcodes removed.
Okay. Let's see here. It depends. Hard to answer that one. Depends what clearing that they're having. You might retype in, Kimberly, to see what you mean, okay?
Yeah, I found the question. Oh, yeah. Maybe, Kimberly, you could clarify the question. So it sounds like when you do the seven-generation clearings, Ron, it goes back and clears densities from you and going back to seven generations so that actually affects you in the present moment.
Yes, what it does, all seven-generational clearings, it works with 256 people. So these are all your lovely ancestors, and they gave you basically the programs, using computer language here. They gave you the programs that they lived in their lifetime imprinted into your cellular memory. So you're living 256 lifetimes at this given moment, going back seven generations. So not only are you living this lifetime for yourself, you're also living their lifetime, because you're imprinted with their densities, with their energies. And so each one of these can affect your life drastically in this lifetime, which is probably why you're dealing with situations that you had initially in this lifetime. So if you have anything that resurfaced with you, maybe you somehow maybe have an arm that doesn't feel quite right, maybe it's a bruise or something, maybe you don't know how it happened, or maybe you had a situation continuously with an arm, but things keep happening to it. Well, that's from your ancestors. But they gave you the gift of pain or a gift of some type of situation. So you're continuously having the pain from them, because the seven-generational clearing and the lives of these people are really imprinted on you more strongly. You also have other generations, but going back seven generations will help you get rid of these things that surface in this lifetime. But we'll do a sample of that. So I want you all to think of an issue that you're dealing with right now. It could be anything. Remember that they gave you this problem. Your ancestors gave you the gift of trauma and anything else that you've had in this lifetime. It could be even a situation of fear, situation of lack. So we're going to now release part of this from you. We'll just do a sample clearing, but focus on something. Could be anything. Doesn't make any difference to me. But the light ship will, through the light beam, will be able to energize and release part of this density from you. So we're going to go back just quickly one generation. We'll do all the female people here. So the first generation, that's your parents, going to release the energy. And remember that this is not 100% correct and 100% done, but it will help you. Second generation, females released. Third generation, females released. Fourth generation, released. Fifth generation, released. Sixth generation, released. And seventh generation, released. So, yes. Oh, boy. Pretty rough. So this is just part of the issue. It's probably about 5% released from you. But if you feel anything happening, you know how far back these things go. So you're looking at stuff that happened probably roughly around 1800s to now. So I would say maybe 1800, 1850. Just kind of depends, you know, how many people had kids in, that time frame. But basically, about 1850 is probably for most people. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then, Ron, would you say that the purpose for doing the seven-generational clearings is really for healing for yourself rather than for helping the ancestors?
Well, if the person is living, it'll definitely help them. It'll be the same clearing for them as to you. So that's the way it works. But naturally, if they're not here, there's no physical body to deal with, so you don't have to worry about that clearing for anybody who's deceased. I'm reading here about barcodes. Okay, so how can some generation clearings release ancestors if barcodes still are on them? Yes, I understand that. All is benefited. Okay, so the barcodes would not be released from the people, but they would have a clearing from stuff that's happened. So if your parents are still living and you have this clearing, then it will naturally clear them out of a lot of issues as far as a mindset issue. but it won't help them unless I went through and actually did a seven-generational barcode healing, which I could do, which would be the same thing for yourself. Remember, the barcode comes into you when you incarnate here. That's why you're held here. Remember the song Hotel California? And that's basically we're programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. And that's, you know, some pretty awesome words there in the song. And then it starts off, you know, on a long, dusty highway. That's probably when you lost your consciousness, you know, in this muck. But anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
I want to say thank you to Ed on the fast chat. He's talking about how wonderful the light chamber was this weekend and how highly he recommends it. So thank you very much, Ed. And boy, yeah, anybody who has a chance to get to New York to experience that, that's going to be wonderful. So
Ed came out special just to go in the chamber and to help out from Florida. So thank you, Ed.
Wonderful. So I guess what I'd like to do, Ron, if it's all right with you, is just take some time now to talk about what's happening this weekend for all of those who haven't heard about that yet, and then we can take up some more questions and requests after that.
Yeah, you can go to the website, creationlightship.com, go to the very bottom of the links on the left side, and it'll say flyers, and click on that, and it'll bring up the events, and you can look at the event that's happening this weekend here. Basically, we're doing a very long intensive. You're going to be on the light ship from Friday night to Sunday night. Even though it's a 17-hour call on the phone, you're going to be on the light ship continuously. And they'll be working with us to get rid of these extraterrestrial critters that inhabit our bodies. So we'll do a sample here. And if you want to get more samples, which I mentioned before, you can go on BBS Archives, Creation Light Ship Healing. And you might want to write this particular show down. There's two of them. The one for last year was 101008. And the previous one is 1130.07. So both of these shows, we took out quite a few of these extraterrestrial critters. And you can get an idea how they feel. Naturally, we could not get them all out. These are just sample clearings. But this one that we're doing this weekend for 17 hours on a conference call line, and we break naturally, not on it continuously, so don't stress out. And the time goes by very, very quickly on the light ship. But that's what it takes to get rid of these. So they're doing their best thing for us. All they can do is taking 17 hours to get these insidious little things out of us here. So these are why you probably feel tired, why you feel bloated, why you might be bending over a little bit, because these things wrap around the insides of you. Just think of having an octopus inside of your body. You could have 50 or 100 of these things, and they could have 20-foot-long tentacles, and they wrap around your ribcage, your stomach, you know, your intestines. Maybe you have a problem with your bladder. Maybe you have that type of problem where you have to get up daily, you know, at night, maybe 3-4 times. Or they could be squeezing your bladder, making you having to go to the restroom. So I'm going to do a sample here. We'll take out the octopus energy. In fact, we'll just do it for the bladder. We'll have the light ship come. We'll energize the light beam on your screen right now, so bring it up. And we'll do a clearing for this here. We'll just see what happens. And these are in you. They've been in you for a long, long time. They get activated at certain times in your life, which basically they're already inside of you when you're born. They're kind of dormant, and somehow they get activated by the extraterrestrials to come alive. And they're in your DNA. So they're going to be doing an extensive clearing out of this stuff out of us here. So here we go. We're going to work on your bladder, take out the first octopus, and there could be quite a few of these here. Remember, these tentacles are wrapped around you, wrapped around your muscles, around your spine. You might find your stomach actually shrinking during this process here. There we go. One tentacle's out. Oh, boy. Did this at the lectures that I had in the workshop, and most people felt something. So here we go. Number two's out. And number three, four. Oh, boy, this one here wraps around your thighs here, coming out. There we go. There we go. And another one. There. Okay, now we'll get the body out. Then we'll take a real deep breath here. As it comes out, I'll count to 10. It'll come out of you at 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow. 8. Oh, it's a big one. 9 and 10. There we go. And Pranav also came to the expo also this weekend. So thank you, Pranav. Very nice to have you there. So Ed and those two people were actually helpers and having a lot of fun watching people, seeing them come out with a big smile on their faces after going out of the light chamber. So really understand how good it is when you watch people leave and they comment about how wonderful it was and how they had some of their aches and pains leave or they could see better or just many, many things. And here we go. Get out another octopus energy out of you. This, again, is wrapped around your bladder and probably around your kidneys, too. So here we go. Wow. Oh, man, this is pretty negative stuff. Here we go. First tentacle's out. So even though, and you have lots of these things inside of you, unfortunately, this is just one of the creatures. A lot of them are from the sea. There's octopus, there's squid, there's jellyfish, which is probably the worst one, I think. And basically things that kind of bite you, suck blood out of you, like mosquitoes, yeah, black widows, you know, scorpions. There's some special wasps. Here we go, okay, a few more tentacles to go. So this may sound kind of sci-fi if you're a brand new listener. But believe me, once you get these things out of you, you're going to feel a lot better. There we go. Another one's coming out. I don't know anybody who really talks about them. I had one lady from Philadelphia who actually saw these things too, which is very nice. She came to my workshop in New York here at the ARE Center. In fact, I'm doing 6 workshops back there, I believe, unless I choose to go to Florida to Mark's other event here. I'll have to be checking on that, but I could go to Florida possibly to the New Life Expo there. There we go, coming out. Another one, now we get the body. Here we go, everybody. Take a deep breath here and inhale, exhale. It's coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Wonderful. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so basically on this weekend, there's quite a few different things happening, so I'll just talk about a few of those. So the 17-hour healing accelerator event is going to start with a one-hour conference call lightship healing session, and that's for physical healing on board the Creation lightship and also for basically getting prepared for the weekend. And throughout their weekend, there'll be 10 hours of the ET parasite removal, like Ron was just doing a sample of. And there's going to be a 4-hour ascension preparation conference call, which is just incredible. And that will also involve activating 7 containers, like 7 gallons or 7 quarts of water with divine light codes in that water just for each person individually. And the close of the weekend is going to be a 2-hour light integration healing session to help basically integrate all of the healings that happened over the entire weekend. And like Ron said, in between these 17 hours of healings, each person will be on the light ship continuously for healing. So that's wonderful to have that intensive of a period of healings in one weekend.
And you can also be absentee, too. So if you just get on the calls and, you need to go someplace, you don't have to be on all of them. You know, I can put you on the call as absentee. So that'll bring that up for everybody. Sometimes you may have a day already planned or a few hours if you can't come on. So I do absentee healing for this, too.
Ron, can you talk a little bit about how this healing relates to the subject of ascension and ascension preparation as well as physical healing?
Well, these critters are with us all the time. And it's just another thing that, you know, holding us back. Mainly, it's giving us a lot of pain in our bodies. So these things attach to our energy, take out our life force energy. You have to remember, your spirit can only come into love energy. So if these things are taking the space where your spirit's supposed to be, it's going to be more difficult to have that process work, to have your spirit come into your body. Remember, it doesn't like these things either. In fact, when you go to the light ship, these do not go to the light ship because the light ship doesn't allow them on because they're extraterrestrial life forms that are from the dark side. They don't have a spirit of soul inside of them. So this will also help you with some of the other clearings. I do quarantine body clearings. So some of your bodies are actually in quarantine. Because of this, you may have better healings because the light ship only works on light. It doesn't work on darkness. So if you have these things taken along with you when you go to the light ship, maybe that part of your spiritual blueprint is not going to be brought up onto the light ship because it doesn't want to be contaminated. And so this is also a large benefit. So back to you, Sylvia.
Let's see, we have a comment from several people, actually, about the light chamber and how wonderful it is. So thank you, Kimberly and Pranav and Joy. And Annika's mentioning that, you know, she's coming on this 17-hour special weekend event and that she has felt the light beings kind of coming around her before then and feels like maybe it's preparation for the weekend, and she wants to know if that could be or if she's possibly imagining it, but she's felt it very strongly.
I would say that would be correct, yes. They've been working with me for the last probably 3 weeks, I think, running different energies in me to help you people do this healing process. Remember, all these energies have to go through my body to get out of here, for them to work on you, so this is the way it works for me. Whatever I do with people, the energy always runs through me. So even if you're online doing a particular session at 5 in the morning, I'm still connected to that energy. I don't recommend this for a healer at all. If I didn't have a light ship behind me, I would not even want to do what I'm doing because it's very dangerous to take on the energies. But because I have backup from the light ship, they're able to clear me out instantly to help you. This is why I'm here, as a conduit for the light ship. So, but if you are a healer and you take on energies or you're planning to do stuff where you actually maybe go into somebody's body and try to take their illness on and bring it out, it's very, very dangerous. I would not recommend this at all. So, yes, the light ship is probably preparing all those who are ready to go onto this call, and you might feel energies around you and the light beings helping to do this preparation for you. And it starts at Friday night, and we'll be doing integrating that with our conference call at 5:30. So if you're interested, it starts at 5:30 Friday night, and I think it ends about 8 o'clock Sunday, and we break in between, you know, each hour session that we have, we break a little bit to walk around and stuff, but the time will go by really quickly. I'm looking forward to this a whole bunch because this is the first time they came forward to do a long session. And up to this time, we've just been doing the four-hour ascension preparations, which will also be this weekend on Saturday at 1 o'clock PST. So if you haven't done that call, you may want to just get on that too. So back to you, Sylvia. Maybe we can do some healings or something or do some more energy work with these critters here if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great. I just want to mention thank you to Sylvia in Toronto. I believe it's Sylvia. She's on the fast chat with her family and said, I had discomfort in that area, Ron, and thanks, it feels gone. That was after that sample that you just did of getting the octopus energy out of the bladder area, so that's wonderful.
They cause a lot of problems to us. We don't know what they are. You know, you go to the doctor, they don't know, and they give you a pill or something, and you still have the condition. Plus, they crawl around. I'll describe what already happens. Let's say you have a problem in your maybe your right elbow. So you go to a healer, we'll say, a practitioner, and they work on it, do all their little stuff, whatever they do, and it, you know, it kind of feels better as you leave. Maybe it's fixed completely. And then all of a sudden, an hour later, you get this pain maybe, you know, in your left toe or something. You go, wow, why do I have this pain in my left toe? Well, they're crawling around inside of you. They burrow tunnels throughout your body, and they travel from one place to the next. And so if you ever had that condition where somebody's working with you and they fix one part of you, and then you go, man, it's over here now. And you don't really associate that something's crawling inside of you. You just think that the pain went from one location to another. Well, they're actually moving. And then you work on that other area, then all of a sudden it moves over to someplace else. And it's very obvious once you know what these things are, but if you're not familiar with them, you'd think, wow, what's happening to my body? I'm getting these weird pains, and maybe I'm just dealing with some cellular memory of a problem here and a problem there. Well, that's these critters. So what I'm going to take out right now are the mosquito energies. So here we go. Remember, the light basically only brought in light here for us. This is what the Earth Spirit wanted. It didn't want to have anything without a spirit here. You know, because it has light too. So light only attracts light, but the darkness brought in darkness. And so these critters came in because they brought them here. So here we go. This is the mosquito energies coming off of you. And remember, these are in your DNA, and they kind of wake up at different times in your life. And here we go. They're being released from you. I'm also going to have on the website a backup for everybody. It'll be $50, so you can get on there and have additional healings whenever you choose to, if you need to work on some of these energies here. Remember, what's taken out of you is gone. And I would sort of suspect that once they're out of you, since it's taken maybe 40,000 years to have these collected in you, you probably won't get too much more, but just in case, we'll have a backup for you on the website to keep working with you. Here we go. These are coming off of you. So you might feel your skin, since you're kind of like sucking blood out of your life force, you might feel more energized, might even feel your body shrink a little bit. These little small mosquito energies are now being released from you here. And you might even sense them as they are released from you here. Boy, there's a lot of these here. There we go. So I haven't planned to redo this call again. They'll probably move on to another healing session. I might repeat it, in the very distant future, but I'm not planning to redo it again. Because they want to do, I believe, three other type of long sessions. What they are yet, I don't know. Okay, there we go. Now I'll do another energy. I'm going to do one which are the little caterpillars. These go into your joints and kind of poke you in your joints, and they can cause like stiff joints. There we go. These are coming out of you. Coming out. On the conference calls, almost everybody will have unlimited calling, so what you might do is check with your phone company. It's a conference call. I think most phone companies charge around $20 a month, something like that, to get unlimited calling. And you probably want to get a speakerphone. That's what I highly recommend, is to have one. You can find it for basically $20, $30 brand new, or maybe check out a secondhand store. Here we go. That way your hand's free, you can move around and still hear my voice as we're doing these clearings. Okay, those are being released. And now we're going to work on some of the energies. We're going to do some of the stinging ones now. This one here is the little wasp that bites you. Okay, and also sting you. There's some hornets too, also. We'll get both of these here. But these energies are extraterrestrial, and they're in your energetic field, working inside of your body, and they manifest causing you pain. Sometimes if you have a lump on your body or something like that, maybe a cyst or some fatty tissue, this could be their secretions from that life form, and it could be causing, this problem in your body. Remember, they have waste energies that go into your body too, which poison you. Here we go. Isn't life wonderful down here? And you may say, how do these things come in here? Well, we have a lot of do-gooders out there now who are bringing in love energy to the planet because they think that the divine energy needs to come in here to help Mother Earth. So they open up vortexes and stargates on certain dates, get a tremendous amount of people to help do this process, and they're just bringing in the dark side energies. Remember, the light never promotes itself, okay? So if you have somebody who's doing energetic transmissions to you, that's of the darkness, 100%, because the light does not go out and put a sign up on a billboard or bring in energy to you. You already have it. So once you start realizing that, you're going to wonder, what are these people doing? Because you already have it with you. It's in your spirit. You don't have to be, coached to have it. They're not going to come to you. Light doesn't work that way. It already gave you what you need. It's up to you to find it. Here we go. More energy is leaving. Okay, Sylvia, I'll keep clearing here. You can come on if you wish. Maybe we have some questions or something on the fast chat.
Let's see. Well, we had, I believe, Tara was mentioning that she needed the telephone for the conference call on Friday. I don't know if she's meaning that she needs the phone number from you or... a phone, it's hard to say.
Yeah, just give me an email, Tara. We can deal with it that way. That'd be wonderful. So if anybody has any questions about it, just send me an email. You can go to healing@creationlightship.com, and I will check them out. I haven't checked out my emails yet at all since I got back from Los Angeles, so I'll be doing that tomorrow. So let's get out another critter. Which one do you want to get, Sylvia?
Is there anything that...
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because we have somebody mentioning that their head is itching, so that would be a good one for that, right?
They're good for that. So, here we go. Here's the maggot energy. These are in your head, kind of moving around. So they're coming out. For me, this is kind of like old hat, just another thing to do, that's all I deal with is problems, So I'm like the sanitation engineer, I just deal with stuff all the time from people. And the healing that I love doing is the 4-in-1, because that's really self-empowerment, but basically all the rest of the healings just get crap off of you. So that's what I deal with all the time. And each clearing, though, is very rewarding because everybody comments about how they feel better afterwards. But for me, what I love doing is the 4-in-1 clearing. That's when you get your twin flame and your home base energy. And we take you out of the karmic wheel here that the dark side brought you into. And I do love doing the barcode of your spirit. That, to me, is more personal. I love doing that because it's freeze your spirit here. So there's many of them that I do, and they're all very good clearings. So if you look at the list of services, you can just see what happens. If you can scroll down a little bit on the BBS program here and click on them, they'll come up. They're also on the website. And if you look at them and you go, oh my God, I have all these problems. Well, you start off with the initial self-empowerment series, and you get the emotional clearing first, and then from there you kind of work forward. And you may not need all this listed there. And the reason why we have so many is because people needed these clearings. And so we had to bring them forth because people needed them. The darkness crept in and gave you more stuff, so we have to get rid of the darkness. Okay, there we go. Maggots are getting released now.
Ron, can I ask you a question while you're finishing that one?
Go ahead.
So do these ET parasitic creatures, do they affect our animals as well?
I'm sure they could body hop, yeah. When I get these out of people, most people do not ever, from this time forward, wish to hug people or shake hands because they do body hop, yes. So if you do have an animal and you're on the call, that'll be no charge to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Be having the healing also. But yes, they do body hop, and once you realize what these things are, you don't want to really touch anybody.
And I wanted to mention for all the pet owners out there also that that Ron does private sessions for pets, and also on the conference calls, which are very, very inexpensive to do. Each time you go to the Lightship, your pets are able to come for no charge. So it's a wonderful service for taking care of the pets.
Yeah, so if you have a pet problem, normally the conference calls will take care of that. If it's, if you don't see any results, you may want to have a special one-hour clearing just for that particular problem. But in most cases, I've had a lot of success with pet dealings. So here we go. You're getting released here. I think that's about done. Well, that's about all we could do right now for you. So you might feel a little more mental clarity, and maybe your head isn't crawling now with these things. So hopefully that's helped you. And we'll do one other one here. We'll do a sample of the Black Widow energy here. Here we go. Y'all coming out. Here we go.
Ron, we have Nancy asking if there's a locust type of ET parasite.
Locust, huh? I haven't seen those yet. Oh, boy.
Do the black widows tend to affect a particular area of the body, Ron?
They just crawl around and do stuff. They're used a lot, in witchcraft on people. That's the main pool of energy, which I believe all these dark side practitioners use. So if you do find yourself wrapped up with a dark side practitioner, we have that on the online healing too. And if you do go on to that, I strongly recommend having the $50 upgrade so that you can do it continuously. Because people who are under attack psychically or practitioners are working with them continuously, you want to definitely do the dark side practitioner one. So that, all these clearings, like I say, are what people needed. And unfortunately, the mind energy that we have here, which is the darkness, the light never created mind, that created your spirit to talk to you. So you should actually be talking to your spirit continuously, but the dark side created mind, which mimics your spirit, and it's so much more powerful that you don't know that you have a spirit because your mind is overrunning you. And you could call that the ego self, or the voice inside of your head, that's what we're dealing with here is this dark energy. And unfortunately, it's here, and Lightship is here to help you get rid of it. So here we go. That feels pretty good to me. So the Black Widow just goes all over the place, and it causes problems. So remember, all these things can cause something with your body physically. Normally, when I see people, who have these invested in them a lot, they normally just feel tired all the time. Maybe lack of enthusiasm because that got taken away from them because they're always tired. They feel drained. Fibromyalgia is one of these. Chronic fatigue syndrome, there's probably many other things, but it's just energies that make you just feel kind of, slow and, not wanting to do something. And that's because these energies are in you, and they also can cause pain. They can bite you, they can give you cramps. Then they urinate in you, which causes other stuff to happen inside of your body. So it's just a problem that they have, and they're here. And remember, you're the host until you get rid of them. If you don't want to host him any longer, come on this program. You know, it's what you want to get rid of out of your life. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow. So let's see if we have any questions here. We have Tara asking if there is a barracuda energy.
Yeah, there probably is. Let me take that out. This may not be what we'll be doing this weekend, but we'll take all that energy here. There we go. If you feel something like this, you've been probably attached by it. Okay, there we go. So if you got in a lot, looks like Marianne Johnny, which is normal, and you're releasing these energies from you. If you don't have to see them, don't have to believe them, you know, we'll get them out of you. So, you know, on all the light chip healings, you don't have to really completely understand what's happening because, you know, that's not the prerequisite for the healing. Just showing up is what's needed. And just showing up means that, you know, you just want to come forward to have a healing and understand that. And I can do these absentee for people, too. This is a very special healing this weekend. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, we have Tara talking and saying that the Mary Magdalene Sessions book is very inspiring. And then Marie is asking if the book is out already. So I'll just make a little mention about that. So we're still looking for a publisher to publish the book. But in the meantime, we've got the book on a CD version, not an audio CD, but a CD where you can, you know, read the book like that by putting it in your computer. And there was a little, like a pre-release of that at the LA Expo. And we're going to be talking about that, I believe, this coming Monday on the radio program about how anyone who's interested can get a copy of that. And by Monday, there will be also a website up on it talking about it. So that's going to be very wonderful to get into. So as soon as we get through this weekend of healing, we're going to announce more about that, and we're looking forward to basically having everyone be able to get that in their hands, because it's just wonderful to hear Mary Magdalene talk about her life with Jesus and the ascension that happened at that time and how that relates to what we're going through at this time. So something to look forward to. Anything
okay,
you want to
so,
say about that, Ron?
Yeah, let's do a sample of the emotional clearing.
Okay, great.
That's what we start off with all the time. So that's what you, if you're brand new to the call, you want to have this healing here. And if you're not new to it, then this will clear away 5 days of emotional trauma, densities from you. So sit back and relax here. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. This is an emotional clearing. It's about 80% effective, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. So if you use the word feeling in your vocabulary at all, then you want to have a feeling body clearing also. But you must start with the emotional. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. For most people, the trauma body is not that cluttered up. It's good to have the clearing. And the emotional body normally takes care of the traumas because you don't use that much of it. But if you're sitting there and you have traumas continuously in your life, then the trauma body clearing is what you'd want to have. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a special mental clearing here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Great. And we have Kyle on. He mentioned he's on a different site here on the internet with me on Messenger for Yahoo, and he's saying that he felt the maggots and the hornets leave him from his face and stuff, so he feels really good about that, that they were biting him and stuff. And he also felt the barracuda leave, so he feels better. So here we go. We're going to do another one. We'll do a sample of the, let me think here. I like to do the parallel life ones here. So this is a parallel life on cloned Earth planets. Remember, this is why you did not do the ascension. So this is one of the reasons they took you sideways here. So this is cloned parallel lifetimes on cloned planets of Earth and with cloned bodies. I'll do 10 of these for you. So first one released, second one released, third one, fourth one, fifth one, sixth one, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Just that quick. And we'll do parallel lifetimes on the dark side planets, which you know nothing about. And you're also there in a physical body. This is where you probably get a lot of the sci-fi movies where they go into out into space someplace, and they end up someplace and have to battle these strange-looking creatures. But you're there yourself. So here we go. First one cleared, second one cleared, three cleared, four cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. So now you're out of those bodies that were walking around. What happened to those bodies? Who cares? They're the dark side creation, and they have the body there without you in it. So you're able to be back here again. So there we go. And we'll do one from the past. This will be interesting for all of you. You might be feeling the energy now. I want to do one for a past life of 10,000 years ago. So this is, we'll just call it 8,000 B.C., okay? Since we're already 2,000 years A.D., so this is 8,000 B.C. We're going to take you out of one of these lifetimes at that time, or 10 of these. Remember, you can have many, many lifetimes at once. Typically, you probably are running a couple thousand of them. So first one out of, second, third, we're getting dizzy. Some of these out there, these all affect you. Fourth, fifth, sixth, getting dizzy again, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Wow. Ooh. So you want to know why you haven't ascended out of this planet Earth? Well, you went sideways. You didn't listen to the teachings of Jesus, but maybe somebody else came to teach you that. But definitely you want to understand them today if you wish to leave here. Otherwise, you might come back. Well, you really can't come back because the Earth is no longer going to be here. So the only way to get out of here and not to be trapped is to go through the ascension. Remember, what happened last time, the Earth spirit came back to the Earth. So people went sideways and came back to the Earth here for another 2,000 years. That should have been going on for a long, long time. Now the Earth spirit's not going to be here. And so if you do go sideways and you're in the dark side universe, you're probably be stuck there because you cannot go to eighth-dimensional reality without having your body with you. So that means that your spirit is now going to be stuck in the dark side. So that's kind of scary. But remember, it's up to you to do the work to get out of here, and I'm just giving you the information so that you're able to do the ascension, at least if you can't do your body, which you'd love to get out of here, just live in this torment, you know, this prison planet for a long time. At least your spirit could probably go. So you want to definitely do those dark side practitioner clearings and probably do the past life ones too so that you're not entangled up by the darkness so your spirit can't leave. But you have to get the barcode off you too. So anyway, that's another whole session here, and our time is coming close to an end here. I'll put you back on again, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Wow, well, that was wonderful. That was, I'm sure people felt that that clearing, and if you want to learn more about that, you can just go to Ron's website, www.creationlightship.com, and you can read about those clearings, find out which ones are available online, and get all of your questions answered that way. Okay, so hope to see many of you this weekend. If you haven't signed up for that and you'd like to, just contact Ron. And I believe that on Friday, because we'll be doing that weekend, we'll be putting on a healing archive for the Friday night radio program. And then we'll be live on Saturday. So we will see you then.
Yep, okay.